Help yourself.
And so if someone said that to you, you went ahead and you...
I helped myself.
Okay. And if you don't want any food, if you're, say you're over at, you're visiting a friend and they offer you something and you say, what might you say if you, in declining the food?
I'd say I don't care for it.
Okay. Now would you say the same thing to say to your daughter as you would to some kind of person you didn't know as well?
I'd say I don't want nothing to eat.
Okay, that's what you tell your daughter, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you had a roast one night and then you're going to have the same thing the next night, you'd say, tonight we're having...
Roast?
Yeah, well, that's what you had the first night. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have the same thing on the second day. Say, today we're having...
We're going to have leftovers.
Sure. And if you put food in your mouth, you...
You chew it.
All right. And now you mentioned mush before. Tell me how do you prepare that?
Well, you have your pot of water, and you let it boil, you know, you salt it,
mm-hmm.
put a little salt in, and you keep stirring meal in it till it gets thick.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put it out and you eat that with milk,
mm-hmm.
sweet milk.
I see. And they.
And then after you can slice it out and fry it
uh-huh.
after it gets cold,
yeah.
and it's real good.
Uh-huh. I've never had that, but, you know, Ralston, my mother used to do that with Ralston, fry it.
Mm-hmm.
You know Ralston, that cereal? It's something like,
ready.
Oh, it's a kind of, it's like mush, except it's made of wheat.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, and it's, we used to have that, if we didn't eat it all
you call
breakfast.
It cream of wheat?
Yeah, so, well, something like that, except it's darker, but we used to have that sometimes uh-huh. Fried, and it was good. Now, you mentioned that if you had a place to, you're growing something out, just that you had something even smaller than a lot or a field or a patch. You just have a little place where you grew some things. You call that a little...
Little truck patch?
All right. Now, or something else you might call it. Let's say you might call it a truck patch, but even smaller than that. You know, you just had a few carrots and things in there. And I just raised myself. I just work out in the... You might say I worked out in the truck patch. You might say I worked out in the... How about
pardon?
Sure, that's it. Now, would you ever call that any? You mentioned vegetables before, but would you? Is there anything else you might just call a general word for the things you grow in a garden?
You ought to know what I grow in the garden.
Well, I'd like to know. Yeah, tell me that first. That would be fine.
Well, we grow onions, cabbage, tomatoes, beans, corn. Carrots.
Okay. What kinds of onions?
Yellow Danvers.
What do you call the small onions?
I guess they'd be little red onions, and I don't know the name of them because that's the kind I had last year, and they didn't do no good.
I see. Honestly, the white ones that have the green, you know, the green stem.
Yeah, green stem.
And they're just very small.
White clove.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's a white globe and then there's yellow Danvers.
Mm-hmm. Those are kind of big. They get
big. Yeah, they get big yellow.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But I was thinking of the kind that you pick and eat when they're just still small.
Yeah. Well, you can pick these yellow Danvers and eat them when they're small.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them spring onions or shallies or scallions? Or?
No, we always just called them onions.
Sometimes sets when you put them in.
Yes, sets. We get onion sets, you know, and set them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then these big onions, then we keep them for winter,
mm-hmm.
use for winter.
Now, any other vegetables that you grow in?
Oh, that's about all we grow. Oh, I've got some mushmelons and cushaws.
Okay. Now, is there something else that's kind of similar to a mushmelon?
Cantaloupe.
Uh-huh. Now, how does that differ from a...
Well, mushmelons, they grow round, and the cantaloupe's kind of long-like.
Uh-huh.